This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on a roll on the American Family Farmer, which is a program aimed at helping, well, the origins of the program were pretty simple. I was interested because I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I wanted to help farmers like me who were in distress. Small family farms, as we know, are becoming a way of the past. The big conglomerates who are trying to take over ag and are doing a pretty good job of it, frankly. I wanted to resist that, thus the idea behind the program, which was originally online, and then it was on radio stations. There are, I think, 284 stations that carry the program now every week. And there's a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and also wherever you get podcasts. The idea is to, in this circumstance, expand, though, as we move ahead and beyond where we were first, to the focus on farms and families and food, how they all are put together. I don't think there's a better example of that than what's happened this year, frankly, around the country. We have a lot of people who, even this past week, the studies have come out suggesting that a lot of places that were running out of food in the spring are going to run out of food in the fall because people are making a crazy rush onto the shelves of supermarkets. Has gone lots of product, and it's now people are just stocking up again because the news media has managed once again to scare the hell out of everybody, and so people are doing irrational things. I thought also it was pretty interesting this summer the way people developed an interest in canning and freezing the food that they bought on their local farms or local farmers markets. There's a whole lot. You can't find a ball, a bell jar. Is it ball? It's ball, I think. Anyway, I can't remember. When I was a kid, they were all over the place. But you can't find those bottles, those jars anywhere because people have taken them, using them to, maybe they're processing fruit, pears and things. Maybe they're using it for applesauce. Maybe they're using it for pickling, whatever it is. But they become very popular because people want to stock up. They bought a lot of food. This was a great year in the northern climes for the family farmer, the person with produce. Not so much on the beef side of things, but it was a good year for the individual farmers. Dairy actually improved somewhat as well in the northern, well, all over the country, because people realize that the quality, finally people realize the quality of the meat that they're getting at the grocery store is bogus because you don't know where it comes from. And they're also realizing that the milk that you're getting from the huge production facilities that are set about by now it was the Suiza family, Dean Foods and stuff. They sold out to, I've always thought they were one and the same. You know, these groups, the co-ops and stuff, they were all controlled by the big ag businesses. Anyway, so moving ahead, as I am here to support the family farmer, something that really drives me nuts is seeing things in the news today. For example, this week the New York Times has been running a series of articles on cattle and how bad they are for everything because, of course, New York Times is smarter than everybody else. They know more, and they're happy to tell you. It used to be that the slogan, all the news that's fit to print, was accurate. Now, all the innuendo and suggestion and badgering that's fit to print, they're happy to do it. So they're carrying a story about a fellow named Randy Shields, who has 46,000 animals in a huge farm or ranch. They're called cactus feeders. It's really something that the focus isn't on what they're eating. It's on what's coming out of the other end of them. Mr. Shields, who owns the farm or the ranch in Happy, Texas, says, I get 47,000 fermentation vats all the time. Now, so fermentation is what goes through. The cows have four stomachs, and they produce a lot of things, including methane gas. Now, then the New York Times article veers off to tell you about how potent this gas is in terms of warming up the planet. Yeah, and it's sort of a warning, I guess. The cattle are belching into the air and farting. And so the New York Times then adds its math, 95 million cattle in our country, 29,000 are slaughtered every year in feedlots. So the methane is going up, up, up. So they're, of course, here with the research information that suggests that we ought not to eat. We need to change our diet. Stop eating meat because it's ruining the planet, ruining our air. Now, you can look at this a number of different ways. I do not eat meat, frankly. I haven't eaten meat for 40 years. The cows are my friends. I've been around cows all my life, and I don't eat my friends. And I've seen how chicken are slaughtered, and I'm not interested in eating that either. But that's just me. You do what you want to do. But what I am concerned about is the BS that comes out of stories like this. And what really happens is we don't weigh properly the real story, what the real impact is of these animals. So I suggest to people who are new to the farm that they follow my cows around the pasture and watch them drop some poop and then go back the next day and see around that puddle of poop a green extension, green. The grass is much greener around it, and it stretches out for a foot or so beyond where the pile of poop is. And that's because in the fermentation or in the digestion, the digestive process in the cow, there are microbes that are developed, and when the cow poops, those microbes come out and they enhance the value of the soil. Thus, cow manure and other manures, pig manure, chicken manure especially, do great things to enhance the value. It's almost like a legume for the soil. Because the soil, frankly, you know it and I know it because you sense it. You've seen the depletion in the value of what you can get off your land because we keep doing the same thing. We're planting the same crops. We don't give the fields rest. We use fertilizer that's chemical, and it eats away at the value of the land. It helps grow the product, but it takes away from the soil. So we need this manure in order to enhance the value of the soil. But that's lost. That fact is lost on the New York Times in this article. And it's, you know, all about, okay, we got to fight carbon dioxide. We got to fight these farmers. We got to do what we have to do. We're going to go protest the Department of Agriculture is studying beef emissions, and they're not telling us the truth, and yada, 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 yada. So there's always a plus and a minus. And remember that we are, when it comes to greenhouse gases, we produce almost as much as China does. China is the most prolific producer. We're number two. And the reason for that isn't what these guys are doing. I mean, you can go to any of these sites, or even to Cargill, and they go through some of this information. I'm not a fan of Cargill's, but I am a fan of you knowing what really is going on. And so that's why I tell you the story, the story is in the New York Times, but it's been repeated all over the place. There has been a group of people, you know, I don't want to be negative, but there's a group of people. It's almost like a religion, you know, because the environment has, climate change has become a religion, and thus anybody that's doing anything that some of these people think is bad for the planet, we're going to go after them. But there's always good with bad, and that's why I tell you, look where the cow poop is. If you're a farmer, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but if you aren't, you go visit a dairy farm or a farm where cattle are, look around, if it's not a feedlot, if it's a natural farm, that's growing the animals naturally, then you'll see it out in the pasture. If they're a feedlot, you're not going to see it. All right, we're going to move ahead in a moment or two, and we're going to bring you into the world of science. Maybe I'll ask Morgan Irons what's going on with cows and how they're affecting the planet. Right now, I want to find out how you are being affected by your weight, and have you given serious consideration to getting you and your family onto some kind of protocol that's good for all of you? That is losing weight, keeping your weight where it is. This time of year, we've got a busy season. We're all in pretty good shape, but then you go through the wintertime, you don't stay in such good shape. So maybe you get a leg up. Plus the fact we're going to Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and parties and stuff. They may be different this year than they have been, but we all know we'll be eating more and exercising and moving less. So thus, the idea that Calitrin presents, take our product consistently every day and stay in touch with the personal consultant that you can get at Calitrin, and you will find success. Go to toploss.com. They're going to tell you about their weight loss formula, which has no stimulants, no drugs. It's completely all natural, how it works to rebuild your body. This is something more than I can tell you in 60 seconds, but I can tell you that it works, and it's guaranteed to work your money back. 86% success record. Pretty cool. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. And when you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get some of their great bargains, like buy three and get three free. That's the product. You pay for 3 months of Calitrin, you get six, or you get some of their other products that are very helpful as well, like the Belly Buster. If you've got a belly, you're losing weight, you still got the belly, this will help you get rid of the fat. All that at toploss.com. Make sure you use the code DJV.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The American Family Farmer and our podcast. Let me remind you about some of the things that we've been talking about lately. You can get in the last three episodes a focus on horses and their consciousness. You can get a focus on new, what they call Ozark cuisine, something new created by a farm-to-table restaurant in St. Louis. And we also, on one of our recent podcasts, have a story about how this farm in Jupiter, Florida, is saving, through sanctuary, about 250, 300 animals. It's a good idea. I just like the idea of saving the animals. I'm not one who sends my cows to slaughter. And I think it's just something good if you can do it. Help out. Because there are a lot of forgotten animals, that's for sure, on farms all over the country. That's the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. The conversation this week is going to point toward the soil that you have on your farm, or those of you who are local boys and go visit the farm, do you know what's in the soil? It's sort of coterminous with my discussion a few moments ago regarding cows and methane gas and the difference between what comes out of the front and what comes out of the back and how helpful it may be. So I've gotten into that wheelhouse. So now I have a very interesting twist to explore with you, thanks to Morgan Irons, who is a research, would you say, I'll call you a scientist, I could call you a research biologist, also the founder of Deep Space Ecology. How would you, Morgan Irons, describe yourself?
Well, I'm a soil scientist and an astroecologist, so I currently work on research with, and then with the astroecology side, looking at ecology not only in an Earth context, but in a space context as well.
So why asteroids and not other planets? Or are you one of the folks who believe, as I do, that we can learn a lot about life by trying to find or grab some of these asteroids that are all around us?
Yeah, so the work that I look at is pretty much looking at life in which humans will be present. So this question of space agriculture, how will we feed people if they go to the moon or to Mars, as well as if we have humans visit an asteroid, you have to think about the food security. How are people going to feed themselves?
One of the things that is very practical to discuss this week, you're probably aware of the space, I best describe it as a space vehicle that was launched by NASA a couple of years ago to land on an asteroid. So if you go to NASA's website and see Asteroid Mission, you can go there. They're live streaming the landing. It's being piloted by a couple of fellows here on Earth, and it's really amazing. I mean, you think about it. They targeted an asteroid that nobody could see, but yet they knew it was out there. They set a trajectory, launched from Cape Kennedy, and this rocket has now, as of the last couple of days, landed on the asteroid. And the purpose is to collect soil samples or whatever is loose particles of whatever on the asteroid, bring it back so we can figure out if, in fact, life on this planet came from life on other planets. You're probably familiar with this, right, this experiment?
Yep, yep. I'm very excited to see what we learn about the geological material that we find on asteroids.
Somebody probably said after you were talking about food on Mars, you mean we're not going to do what Matt Damon did on The Martian, grow our food that way?
Oh, no. There's a conversation to be had.
Well, go ahead. Have the conversation because it's kind of fun. I'm sure that entered into people's minds. They listen to this and they think, wait a minute, Matt Damon survived on Mars by using his own poop to grow food. So what's wrong with that, Morgan?
Well, I'm sure a lot of listeners know that biosolids are used as a fertilizer here on Earth, and there are some concerns with that, especially when it comes to where these biosolids are coming from. It can have heavy metals in it, depending on which water treatment facility it comes from. You also have to consider what in the human body is coming out with those biosolids, whether it's medicine that they've been taking, any kind of supplements, as well as the kinds of microorganisms. So the microorganisms you find in the human microbiome is not going to be the same as microorganisms you find in the soil microbiome. Mm. And the soil microbiome is those microorganisms that plants need to survive and keep a healthy soil environment.
All right, let's pick it up there in a moment. Soil microbiomes, and maybe it tags onto, again, something I was talking about earlier in this program. The American family farmer, Morgan Irons, is here with Doug Steffen.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential debate tonight between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden is scheduled for 9 p.m. Eastern from Belmont University in Nashville. The president discounts the moderator, Kristen Welker.
Well, I think the mute is very unfair. And I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs. And I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased. But that's my life.
The debate will be 90 minutes long and have no commercial breaks. It will be divided into six 15-minute segments that the moderator has chosen. They are fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. The Commission on Presidential Debates will silence the microphone to the candidate who is not speaking during the two-minute opening segments. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As if we didn't have enough to worry about, toilets are now under fire. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
If you're younger, you might not remember ye toilets of old, a toilet that took care of business, flushing everything in one fell swoop. You learn to be careful not to flush while still sitting. At his rally in Carson City, Nevada, the president took aim at what he calls ridiculous water restrictions put on newer toilets. He says that Americans have to flush their toilet 10 to 15 times, which in turn causes more water usage. Some realtors will tell you it's a thing with clients buying newer homes and turning to a toilet black market, replacing new pots with old pots found in homes that have been torn down. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Department of Justice, along with 11 state attorney generals on Tuesday, filed a civil antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to stop Google from unlawfully maintaining monopolies through anti-competitive and exclusionary practices in the search and search advertising markets and to remedy the competitive harms. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News, big tech is bigger influence on our daily lives than most think.
I think there's a big preview of things to come because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Turn from green to bad harvest, honey. Pull one up for the banker. Dan.
Back in another segment, another half hour of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Are you Professor Morgan Irons? Are you doctor? I know you got your doctorate at Cornell University, and you, I think, started with this whole business of experimenting or thinking about what food could exist elsewhere or how we would feed people if they went to other planets. Is that what your doctorate is in?
Believe it or not, I'm still in the process of getting my doctorate. I'm
oh, you are?
I'm in the third year of my PhD program, yeah.
All right. Well, you got some work, but you've done a lot of... This is pretty unique, though. I would imagine when you look around to do a thesis or what to focus on, there weren't a lot of people who were looking into this, right?
Yeah, this is an area that, believe it or not, with space agriculture Space ag has been thought about for years, with some of the earliest mentionings happening in like the 1890s, but really when it comes to talking about sustainability and talking about the environmental science and biology that we need to think about with space agriculture, the way that we're thinking about it is different.
Well, I think if I can maybe put all my cards on the table here, and you can decide whether you think I'm crazy or not. I have another program that I do. I do actually five different programs every week. And one of them is called Your Hidden Power. And on the Your Hidden Power show, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com or, again, where you get your podcast, where you listen to this, if you're listening on the podcast, the whole business about what we're doing to our planet along the lines of what you're talking about, how do we save the soil, do we save the air, do we save the planet, or do we just give up and go to another planet? I think that your research probably would bring us all around to understanding that if you're looking at asteroids, because they are the pieces of space of other planets that have existed who knows how many billion years ago, they're just going around, floating around in the universe, and we get a hold of some of them, and we can examine what there is on there for biology, right? And take away, who knows? It would seem to me that if we are planning on, and there are private companies and the government quietly trying to figure out how we get people off of this planet because we are ruining it. Some say as soon as 12 to 15 years, 20 years, we better be unloading some people or there's going to be catastrophe. Whether you think it's that soon or not, it's going to happen. And I think it's happened elsewhere, and I think that's how we came to be. I think that we as a civilization came from other, the seeds to our civilization came from other planets. People, however they got here, you know, I think that there's a good argument you can make for that because we're planning on doing the same thing. What about that and how it affects what we do, especially with regard to the asteroids that come into our encounterment, if you will?
Yeah, so I tend to want to keep a positive point of view. And
about saving the earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About
yeah, me too.
Earth, yes.
Yeah.
Positive thinking. But how I think about it is we've been able to do so much here on Earth, so much good here on Earth with research in various areas of medicine, science, telecommunications, as well as Earth observations to help with understanding climate change, changes in our atmosphere, our land usage. So space helps us not only move forward and continue our exploration as the human race, but also as a way for us to give back to the Earth and understand the Earth better. Because just like Carl Sagan says, that our Earth is that pale blue dot in just like this sea of the universe, and it's our home. And we don't know how unique our home is because we don't know if there's other planets out there that have life, but we should be working towards doing what we can to help conserve and restore our ecological systems here. Because I can tell you, working with soil science, working to understand how much it would take to create an ecological system from scratch on another planet like Mars or on an asteroid, it takes a lot, and it puts into perspective how important it is for us to do what we can here on Earth while looking at the stars to move forward.
Well, one of the things you talked about, soil microbiomes, and the thing I, before you came on, I was talking about the story in the New York Times about methane gas from cows. I usually counter that with a focus on what comes out the other end, the benefit of the microbiology in the poop that greens the grass and contributes to the value of the soil, because we're depleting the soil by just using chemical mm-hmm. fertilizers to the nth degree. I think it's horrible. And so when I think of this, but you gave me something else a minute ago to think about, that is what the cows eat. My cows are pasture raised. I don't use chemical fertilizers. They drink from a well water source. And so I'm thinking, though, what could they be ingesting that would affect the poop that they put out and therefore the soil? It becomes very intricate. I'd expect someone who's a soil scientist like you to be able to give us some inside insight into what the are we balancing? I think we're balancing. The poop helps the land. Methane maybe doesn't help the air. Is there a best of both worlds here someplace?
Yeah. We definitely have to consider when it comes to animals, what we're feeding them, what chemicals, the nutritional value of what we're feeding them, things like you said, it comes out the other end. It's going to be there being decomposed and turned over in your soil. Mm-hmm. And it's just very important to consider, especially with the soil degradation that's happening here on Earth through intensive agricultural practices, as well as just agricultural practices, as well as just not keeping in mind what we need to do.
One of the things that I think that's paramount here is understanding that we're reusing a lot of the soil, reusing a lot of the land because we have too many people to feed. We have to feed all these mouths. That's another thing as far as the environment and responsibility is concerned. May not be part of this discussion, but it certainly is part of the general discussion of how the planet survives. We'll continue our conversation with Morgan Irons, and I want to really get into this deep space ecology that she's working on and what hope, to put a positive spin on this, what hope that offers us to improve the kinds of foods that we're growing and what's available to you as a consumer. I'm right now going to send you to another place as a consumer that will help you out a lot. MyPillow.com is the place right now for the sale of the year. Standard and queen size pillows that are normally $70, $25 right now with a code DJV. Same thing with king size pillows. Normally sell $80, now $30 with a promo code DJV. Hurry though, this is only going to last, this sale will last for a few weeks and then they'll change it up. Matter of fact, don't forget, I've been talking about the new the deal on Giza Dream bed sheets as well from MyPillow. These are ultra soft, breathable, very durable. They come with the same 60-day money-back guarantee that the pillows and everything else at MyPillow has. So go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to order the sheets. You get two for the price of one. That's right, not two sheets, but two sets of sheets, pillows, the whole deal, a pillowcase, for the same price. And then you get this special deal. You're only paying 35% of what the usual retail is for all of the pillows that are available that I described at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association President, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Morgan Irons here on this week's American Family Farmer. as a focus on what we're doing to the planet and how we can, in the future, make things a little bit better or a lot better, hopefully, and hopefully we're coming to the realization. Do you think it's an age thing, Morgan? Do you think older farmers, older folks say, you know, I've always done it this way and it works, so I'm going to leave it alone? Or are people of all ages becoming a little more conscious of what we are doing to the soils and the planet and how to change that?
I think it's a little bit of both. I feel like with the increase in social media that we have, we're really starting to see how our effect on the environment affects the entire world. So we're seeing that connection, but we're also seeing a disconnect that we have from where our food comes from, our understanding of what happens in the agricultural industry. So I think there's a little bit of both. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with feeling comfortable with a practice that you've been doing for years, because we've seen that with sustainable practices. If you're doing a sustainable practice, that with science we can see why it's sustainable and why it's good for the environment, that can be a good thing. So there's a little bit of both happening in here.
Mm-hmm. All right. What direct work are you doing? Give us an insight into, for a couple of minutes that we have left, what this company, Deep Space Ecology, is doing. What have you actually found, and what have you practically put into reality, into practice?
Yeah, so Deep Space Ecology is a company that I founded back in May of 2016 when I was an undergraduate at Duke University. And this company looked to solve the problems of human sustainability and the challenges of food security in the deep spaces of Earth, the Moon, Mars, and beyond, pretty much wherever we may find ourselves. And with it, our focus is, of course, on food security, understanding how humans need access to food, how that affects not only their health, but also the social and economic side of things. So understanding food security in an Earth context as well as in a space context, and you'd be surprised the crossover that there is between food security on Earth and space. There's actually a lot of similarities there, as well as looking at the agricultural system in different contexts. So the agricultural system in the Horn of Africa is going to be different from food security in an inner city in New York City.
Yeah, for sure.
So looking at and understanding how site-specific food security can be, and seeing how we can bring together science and innovative technology, as well as looking at things from a systems level to better understand how we can create resilient, community-independent systems that don't have to rely on politically charged and expensive supply chains, but actually bootstrap a community to be able to support their own food security.
It's all about the money, you know that. I mean, you see wildly different yields in various circumstances where maybe they haven't got the spit and polish on the kind of soil science you're talking about, and they're still using the crap from Monsanto and Bayer and Dow and DuPont. So you've got that to overcome. But I think that works if you stick with it for the long haul. And I think you're going to do that. I can hear that in your voice. Best of luck on your doctorate, and good luck to the company Deep Space Ecology. We'll be watching to see what sort of great ideas come out and how well publicized they are. Thank you, Morgan Irons, for being here to tell your story on this week's American Family Farmer.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doug Steffen here on This Week's American Family Farmer, and now these comments. I find it appalling to understand in terms of this bailout where the money has gone and what political forces are at play here just before the election. It seems as we look deeper and deeper and deeper into this whole business of where the money goes and who gets it. So there were about $24 billion that has been metered out so far, and the farmer bailout has moved $21 billion to red states, where Trump won in the last election, and only slightly over $2 billion to blue states, where he didn't win in the last election. And I'm talking about ag states. I'm not talking about states in general. I'm talking about states that are considered ag states. I find this troubling, annoying, I don't know, whatever it is, whatever word you want to use for this, it's obscenity. That we can use your money, my money, taxpayer money to buy votes. That's really what this is all about, buying votes. And whether you like Trump or you don't like him, you like Biden, you don't like him, that's not the point. This is unethical. It should be illegal when you look at it. It's easy to jump the fence here and do what you want when you're in charge of the purse strings. And whether I'm talking about ethics, Sonny Perdue in this past week, the leader, the Secretary of Agriculture, Department of Agriculture, has been investigated, or is being investigated, for some shady dealings when he was the Ag Secretary in Georgia, and some of the things that he's been doing, where the money's been going, while he'd been Secretary of the Agriculture under the Trump administration. So there's no way he's clean, clear through, and deodorized, too. I think he's been an abomination for farmers, frankly. Another comment that I have focuses on employers and employees wearing face coverings on the farm. Many farmers that I know are working to create a safe working environment. Some have asked questions about where it is appropriate to make employees wear a mask, because the science is, even though it's compelling as far as wearing a mask, but what kind of mask do you wear? And do you say to your employees, you got to wear a mask? Does it reduce the spread of the virus? I think it's increasingly clear that it does, distancing and all that other stuff. But, you know, to get beyond that discussion, and, you know, it's like everything else, everything's become political. But the fact of the matter here, when it comes to wearing a mask, it protects you, your family, coworkers, and people who come to your farm. I would bet if you're smart, you've got a sign. I don't have people now visiting. Matter of fact, because of the virus, I shut my farm down. I don't have visitors coming at all. Now, even though they did it here early on in the season, I just find it a lot of work. I don't have the people to police it, so I just stopped. My friend who's got a truck farm, a produce farm up the street, having the best year he's ever had, and the people that are coming in are, I've been up there four or five times. I usually go up there every other day, and I haven't seen one person on the farm, working on the farm, or coming to visit, to buy, to participate in the events there that wasn't wearing a mask. People just kind of get it. But back to farm employers and employees and what you have to tell them, I don't, you know, there's no law, but, and, you know, can you require your employee to wear a face covering? No, you really can't, but there are guidelines, but a lot of the people that you hire on your farm maybe don't speak English that well. And so you're dealing with that. It certainly is clear that during this situation, that employees ought to be encouraged to wear personal protective equipment. And can you require it? Yeah, you can. An employer requires employees to do whatever. If you're working for me, then you do what I tell you to do. I mean, that sounds a little high-handed, but right, if you've got employees, they do what you tell them. Their job is to do this, 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 and this. And please do this, this, and this on the job. And one of them can be a requirement that you wear a mask. So if you're wondering about whether you need to require it, yes, well, you can require it. Whether you need to or not, that's up to you and how you practice, you know, what are the best practices, your employee best practices. But if you tell him to wear a mask and he or she refuses, fire. That's what I do. That's my thought on a couple of important things here this week. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.